Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all for tuning in to another episode of Shabbat Pesach Experience Enhanced. I am your co-host and co-executive producer, Chan Coleman, Jesse Paris, next mayor of Denver 2023. And on tonight's show, we will be discussing the new Restitusi holiday that foundational Black Americans are celebrating starting this year. The official date is tomorrow, Saturday, December 24th, 2022. Which is typically Christmas Eve in the Western Hemisphere. Restitusi is a rise, or means a rise, in the traditional American slave language of Tut. This episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. The call-in number is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. So, Black family, we are defining ourselves as foundational Black Americans, and we are celebrating our own holidays, such as Arrested Tuesday. Now, Arrested Tuesday, which starts tomorrow, December 24th, 2022, we celebrate the new FBA holiday of Arrested Tuesday. Now, we got the holiday sweaters out. You can go to arrestedtuesday.com, ArrestedTuesday.com, and get some of this apparel. There's holiday sweaters that say Arrested Tuesday on them. There's a big old banner that says Arrested Tuesday. So it is the new FBA holiday for foundational Black Americans. Arrested Tuesday, pronounced Arrested Tuesday, is a holiday that celebrates the foundational Black American culture of fighting, of freedom, fighting, and resistance. Arrested Tuesday means arise in the traditional foundational Black American Tut language. During antebellum slavery period in America, many foundational Black Americans would cleverly plot and execute their escape from bondage around the Christmas season. These enslaved freedom warriors understood that slave owners would be more preoccupied with holiday festivities during this time of year. Also, enslaved foundational Black Americans were allowed more access to family and friends on other plantations during this season as well. The rebel warriors used these relaxed policies as an opportunity to rise to freedom. Another celebration that is pertinent among enslaved people in the Americas was a parade called June Canoe, J-U-N-K-A-N-O-O. Foundation of Black Americans engaged in these activities around Christmas time, and they would parade around to different plantations playing multiple instruments while dressed in outrageous costumes. They would often dress in costumes that mocked the white slave owners. Some believe that June Canoe celebrations were often used as distractions to divert attention away from the enslaved people who were trying to escape to freedom. Arrested Tuesday, or Arise Day, will be celebrated every year on December 24th. On this day, foundational Black Americans should give another person a book that will lift the consciousness of that person. They will pay homage to the foundational Black American ancestors who risked their lives learning how to read and teaching others how to read. Understanding the history will help us step into each new year with a sense of empowerment, and we will make that empowerment part of our tradition and culture. So there you have it. Our anchor man might be calling in. Let's see, Ramel. Ramel is not FBA, but he's an ally. So, yeah, that's the history of Arrested Tuesday. So this is the first time we're doing this that I know of in the past 35 years I've been living. So this is the first right here, Arrested Tuesday. It means to arise in the traditional child language. And we're going to take some callers. Like I said, I think Ramel's going to call in. So he'll be calling in here any second now. But yeah, now is the time, family, for us to arise before the new year. So we're still going to celebrate Kwanzaa, but this is an addition to Kwanzaa because it's more indigenously rooted to foundational Black Americans than Kwanzaa. I mean, the principles of Kwanzaa are great. Don't get me wrong. If we applied those principles every day of the week, I think Black people in this country and worldwide would be better off as a people. But here in the hills of North America, Arrested Tuesday is just on a holiday, and we can't let them co-opt it like they did Juneteenth, because that was also our own holiday. So yeah, they already sent me Kwanzaa stuff already. Habari Dani, everyone. Yeah, Habari Dani is I believe greetings in Swahili. Seven principles in Swahili. Okay, increment said give me 20 minutes. So I can ask you about gonna come on around the same time. So let me get some colors in here. Let's see. I got an example on here. But Isaiah has been with us since day zero. Make a phone call, Black family. Okay, so yeah, Oh yeah, make sure y'all check out Lady Cherry too. She's doing the RBA tonight, it looks like. That's another one of our platforms. We have Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and then we have we have Frontline Black News, and we have the Revolutionary Agenda, both on YouTube and Facebook. Make sure you check those out as well. Yeah, it looks like she's going to go live at 8:30. She was in 15 minutes. Okay. Didn't know that, but okay. So it's a Russell Tuesday season, Black family, and we will arise as a people, and let this be the first of many of Russell Tuesdays we get to celebrate. This is a time our people were more apt to rebel against master and flee the plantations. Our master was preoccupied with holiday festivities. We were plotting and planning our ways to freedom. So, yeah, that's what Russell Tuesday is all about. I'm just waiting on some callers right now. Some people to call me in. Tell me their thoughts on Russell Tuesday. And that number is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. So, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters. You know, it's been almost 2 years of Biden, and we still ain't got nothing tangible for our vote. So we would love for you Biden supporters to call me in and let us know what tangible benefits we're going to get from a Biden administration. It's been 2 years of Biden. I said, anybody but Trump, and we just can't have 4 more years of Trump. Well, now we got Biden and Kamala Harris and Katunji Brown Jackson. And ain't nothing got better for us but more symbolism. First like this, the first like that, but nothing tangible. So we're not letting up. We still owe the debt $100 trillion. and all the feds wearing and publicized Babylon is not going to change that. We are going to get what is rightfully ours, and that is $100 trillion for past, present, and future atrocities this United States government, this corporation, continues to put our people through in 2022, now going into 2023. So this is the second to last show of the year. So please call in. Let us know your thoughts on a Rush of Tuesday. I'm going to see if I can try to pull up a song that's specifically about it. I just might come up with a rap song about it. Yeah, FBA Big C, there it is. So I'm going to play this song for y'all. I'll be waiting on people to jump in the mix. I could play it on Spotify. Twitter, let's check Spotify. Log in now. Ooh, this is dope. Thank you. Oh, that was dope. We're joined by Brother Isaiah. Brother Isaiah out of Baltimore is joining us. Welcome.
Hey.
How you doing, Black Lady?
Yeah, Black Power.
How you doing, Brother Isaiah?
It's sure warm.
What did you think of that song?
Sure, right now it's 6. It's crazy.
No. What did you think of the song?
Oh, the song. Oh, my bad. What's the name of that song?
It's called A Rough Tuesday.
Okay, it's cool though. But I got hear it, gotta hear it some more though.
Okay, I'll play it one more time. Let me know if you can hear it.
All right.
Can you hear it?
Nah.
Okay. Get the earphones out. Okay, let me know if you can hear it now.
Okay. I can hear it.
You can hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, this is a long song.
I like that one, though. That's cool.
Sorry, that was a long song.
This is a song,
can you hear it, Brother Isaiah?
Yeah, I can hear it.
They gave Campbell Butter Biscuit to keep an eye on us.
I'm you and my flock go individual to try by me. Y'all say, oh, come back, bad fruits keep on dropping in. Let the truth reveal itself right now, it's happening. I'll run to school stand. For good, that's what pushed me. Had to write down the secret of life of me. And my trust in my God and my good. Children of the sun, these lamps were stolen from you.
What you think of that, brother Isaiah?
Okay. It's some issue and the pendant.
Yeah.
On the ground.
This is it was by FBA Big C.
Okay. I check him out. Check him out on there. He got like a Instagram on Facebook.
I think he's on Spotify. I know that. When I looked
Spotify,
him up,
okay.
Yeah, he got the track on Spotify.
Okay.
It's called A Russet Tuesday.
Yeah,
so, since you missed the intro, I'm gonna give it to you again. So.
All right.
On tonight's episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, we will be discussing the new Arrested Tuesday holiday foundational Black Americans are celebrating starting this year, 2022. The official date is tomorrow, Saturday, December 24th, 2022, which is typically Christmas Eve in the Western Hemisphere. Arrested Tuesday.
And the other day. The 25th is the day, Lord.
Yeah. Arrested Tuesday is means to arise in the traditional
right.
African-American slave language of Tut. This episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. And the call-in number is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. So... I'm going to give you the history breakdown since you missed it earlier. So, Arrested Tuesday, starting December 24, 2022, we celebrate the new FBA holiday, Arrested Tuesday. And there's holiday
right.
sweaters. If you go to arrestedtuesday.com, you can order you some holiday sweaters. There's a big old banner. The new FBA holiday, Arrested Tuesday. Arrested Tuesday, pronounced Arrested Tuesday, is a holiday that celebrates the foundational Black Americans' culture of freedom, fighting, and resistance. Arrested Tuesday means arise in the traditional foundational Black American Tut language. During the antebellum slavery period in America, many foundational Black Americans would cleverly plot and execute their escape from bondage around the Christmas season. These enslaved freedom warriors understood that slave owners would be preoccupied with holiday festivities during this time of year. Also, enslaved foundational Black Americans were allowed more access to visit family and friends on the other plantations during this season as well. The rebel warriors used their relaxed policies as an opportunity to rise to freedom. Another celebration that was prominent among enslaved people in the Americas was a parade called June Canoe Celebrations. Is this how you would say this? J-U-N-K-A-N-O-O.
J-K-O-O?
J-U-N. K-A-N-O-O.
Okay.
I'm thinking jump canoe or June canoe.
Mm-hmm. I think June Canoe.
believe some June Canoe. Oh, foundational Black Americans engage in these activities around Christmas time. where they would parade around to different plantations playing multiple
right.
instruments while dressed in outrageous costumes. They would often dress in costumes that mocked the white slave owners.
Dang.
Some believe that drum canoe celebrations were often used as distractions to divert attention
right.
away from the enslaved people who were trying to escape to freedom. A Restituce or a Rise Day will be celebrated every year on December 24th. On this day, foundational Black Americans should gift another person a book that will lift the consciousness of that person. This will pay homage to the foundational Black American ancestors who risked their lives learning how to read and teaching others how to read. Understanding this history will help us to step into a new year with a sense of empowerment, and we will make that empowerment part of our tradition and culture.
You hear that,
bro?
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you think about that? So we got Juneteenth, and now we got a Russell Tuesday.
All right, and I hope that's really ours too, because you know, how that mindset of the cracking sword, they want to take everything from us. They're trying to take that on the nipper from us too, and they said that they're trying to make it. They're trying to make the Juneteenth day now.
Their religion.
Right.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear what their religion is. It's not Christianity. Their religion is
right.
focused on white supremacy. That is their religion.
Yep.
So all the religions, that's one of the nine areas of human activity that nearly
talked
about.
All the, let's say, even the Roman Catholic, and what else? The Baptist, and all that.
That's different denominations. They're all different denominations of white supremacy.
Yep. But I say, if someone asks me what religious I am, I say I'm not religious.
The code says to never discuss religion unless you ask two questions. What does your religion do for people, or what will your religion do for me? And what is the constructive result of your religion? Those are the only two questions that you ask them. You don't ask them, why do you believe, what do you believe, and all that. No, you don't get into those arguments and debates. You just ask them two simple questions. What is your religion? And what is the constructive result of your religion?
Right, and what's going to do for me? That's it. Ain't no debate. Because, you know how people be reacting like, what do you mean? Like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I'm going out here to unfold. They get mad about that. If we said that, and don't fold. I'm like, come on now. It's like, are you scared? Like, whoever going to come in the office? Like, oh, sure, we already know what's going to happen. It's the same shit every day. Routine, the same routine.
The faces change, but the game remains the same.
Right. But I say, sure, I haven't heard from Shane K. Harris or Sleeping Joe in a while.
Sleepy Joe was going to try to take credit for Brittany Griner being released from the Russian prison. So that's what he's going to say in 2024 when we say, what did you do specifically for Foundation of Black Americans? He's going to say, well,
right.
I got Brittany Griner out of the Russian prison in exchange for a killer, the Merchant of Death. So that's what he's going to say, and his stupid-ass supporters are going to go along with it.
Right.
And we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call into the show.
Mm-hmm.
You've all been notified. You've known the number for at least 2 years now. and none of y'all have called in.
And do you want to answer something?
One person that voted for you called in, and that was Kevin Barnes. Shout out to Outlaw Radio in Milwaukee. He admitted. excuse me, I better say I'm getting over a cold. No, I'm getting over like a cold, like a sickness. Yeah, I had COVID and I had pneumonia back to back.
And
my grandfather's in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope he's okay. Is he doing well?
Yeah, he had surgery today. I don't know how that went, but he's going to have somebody with him 24/7 now.
Okay.
So I might have a major decision to make here shortly on what I'm going to do with the campaign, if I'm going to continue the campaign or what. But
right.
And on top of that, something else happened. Oh, today is my mom's born day.
So happy birthday, Mama.
Yeah, she's 51 today.
Okay.
She had me at 15.
That's a whoa, she did? Yeah.
So, yeah, what are your thoughts on this restitution today?
And I hope you get to sad celebrating on that, because you know, because we need to take what's ours back.
This is our holiday. This is not something that the oppressor made up for us to celebrate.
Right.
This is not something that the FBI came up with, like Kwanzaa, unfortunately.
Right.
For us to celebrate. This is
and it's
for us.
Written, right? And it's written for us. So, and
yes,
I hope
it's written for us by us.
Right, and I hope our real brothers and sisters listening. Hope our real brothers and sisters are listening, so we can celebrate that, because this is our holiday, the 24th.
Right.
Let you know right now.
Yep. Every December 24th is Restitution Day.
Yep. And on Christmas Eve is what's called again, Papa Jack? Restitution Day.
Restitution.
Okay.
Say it with me.
A restitution. Okay.
A restitution. Yep, every Christmas Eve is a restitution.
We got our own holiday, and we need to stick with it.
Yes. So we're going to be handing out gifts to our fellow foundational Black Americans. I've already picked up several books. I have Tariq's latest book, The Foundational Black American Race Baiter. I have that.
Yep.
I have Dr. Gaddio, who was very influential in Denver radio back in the 80s and 90s. I have his book, Radio Is In My Soul, or Radio In My Soul, and it's autographed by him as well. And I have Chop Wood, Carry Water, which is a book I'm doing for the Mark Forum.
You're doing a thing, Brother Jack.
So I have the cards. I have the restitution cards too, the holiday cards. And it's a picture of it's a picture of a beautiful Black family, Black man, Black woman,
Black
child.
Woman, Black child. Yep.
Male and a female child.
The original Holy Trinity. Yeah, the original Holy Trinity.
And it says, "When I fall," it says, "When I fall, I shall arise."
So that's what's up.
That's what all the
wake up
say. I shall arise. So we shall arise.
Time to wake up, Black family. Yep.
In these
time
new
to wake
rolling
up now.
20s. We're going to arise in new rolling 20s. because we are
yep,
overseas,
in
like
2023.
In a major
2023
way.
Coming up.
And if 2022 is a precursor to 2023, it's not looking good
right.
for us.
Right. About to, you know, 2023, if I'm about to say Happy New Year, it's still the same old thing. So right now, time to wise up.
Time to wise up and take pride in your
right.
culture, Black Family, Black Foundation,
right.
Black American Family. You take pride in your
mm-hmm.
culture. We do have a culture here in America, contrary to popular belief.
Well, we are global, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Global
we sure. are global, but our influence here in America is overlooked. So we built this
yep.
country. There would be no
right.
country for any of these immigrants to flee to.
Exactly.
Without our blood, sweat, and toil. So they all need to pay. They all need to pay homage.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
They all need to pay reparations.
Blood, sweat, and tears build this. Yep.
They all need to pay reparations because our blood, sweat,
and
toil
and
what
yep.
make the GDP for this country for so many centuries, where they could have a Wall Street, where they could have a stock exchange, where they could have banks. And
right.
when you look at the top banks, they
yeah.
all come out of slavery.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we need our own financial wealth.
J.P. Morgan. What is it? Goldman Sachs. Wascova, what is it? Wachovia.
Yep. Uh-huh.
New York Life, all them insurance
yep.
companies. They all get their
right.
they all got their revenue, their generational wealth from chattel slavery.
Right. Yep. We need our financial general wealth, you're right. And
so
we need our own gentrification too. Because
well,
that
comes
later.
So we're owed
yeah.
for chattel slavery. We're owed for black
mm-hmm.
codes. We're owed for
mm-hmm.
intellectual theft of our intellectual property. We are owed
mm-hmm.
for the medical experiments that have been done to us and continue to be done to
yep.
us. We are
yep.
we are owed for the chain gangs,
mm-hmm.
Jim Crow. We are owed for mass
yep.
incarceration. We're owed
yep.
for redlining.
Yep.
We're owed for segregation. We're owed.
Yep.
We're owed for the failed war on drugs. We're owed
mm-hmm.
for all of that.
You're right.
House discrimination, education
mm-hmm.
discrimination, any kind of discrimination
yep.
you can think of. We are owed for all of that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. They need to owe us everything. So, sure. So they owe us. They
they
owe the Asian people, owe the Jewish people.
They need to
owe the Mexican.
And
right.
they need to produce a anti-hate black hate crime bill.
So I say, and we need our own stop on black hate banner. So, you know.
Well. When that becomes clear that killing a black person is equivalent or worse than killing a white person in terms of the time that you'll get, people will get the memo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And even our own people that think it's okay to kill our people will get the memo.
It's like when it's time to defend ourselves
yeah,
right now.
We got it. But that's another reason why, Brother Isaiah, we got to get our children out of these public indoctrination centers.
Well, most definitely, because that up there is another slavery on politician on that. They're going to have all kinds of shit up in that school. How are you going to have a grown ass man dressed up as a woman trying to teach them about
read
the
to the kid.
Right, about the MOP.
Right.
What the hell?
Drag time, story hour.
Right, drag, right. Yeah, drag on the grown-ass man wearing like a 5 o'clock shadow and dresses and heels and trying to tell the little boys it's okay to dress like that. So tell the little girls it's okay to dress like I'm like, come on, man.
It's more gender confusion on top of more confusion.
Right.
It's all depopulation.
And my thing is, the kids should not know about that stuff. They're too young.
Not damn preschool and early elementary school. No, they should not know about that stuff. Now kids are starting to go into puberty earlier. So I would say by middle school, yeah, they should know about that stuff. But they're trying to teach this to preschoolers.
Right. I'm like, come on now. They didn't even know about the same sex. Like, no, that's wrong. No, that's like it's child and
child endangerment, child endangerment is grooming of children. It's straight pedophilia behavior. But when you say you're transphobic, you're homophobic.
No, we ain't scared. No, we ain't scared. We just trying to tell y'all the truth about it. Like, we ain't scared. Like, no. And no, because it's not right for trying to teach like a 7 or an 8-year-old child about that, about the somebody can wear dresses and stuff. No, I'm telling the boys to dress like a man.
And how to get off and get their rocks off. They're not supposed to know any of that stuff.
Exactly. Like, no. I've been teaching that. So it's crazy.
Middle school and high school, I can see. Because they're going through puberty, their emotions, their hormones are running rampant.
Right.
And they don't know what to
still,
do.
Right, but still, like, I don't think they should learn about it. I don't think they should learn about it in middle school, high school.
They should
learn
about that stuff. No.
I don't know about
in my elementary school, kids were already having sex.
Whoa, shit.
And this was back in the 90s, so we could just imagine what it's like now.
Right. They trying to normalize this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be like, come on now, parents. You have to do better now, parents. You got to come together and
You better not tell them nothing about their child. They'll be cussing you out.
Right.
You don't tell me how to raise my child and all that dumb shit.
Right. I'm about to say, excuse me.
Like, it takes a village, and this is not cool at all.
It sure ain't.
I don't want to see this shit in my village. And no, I won't burn the village down so I can feel this warmth. No.
Right. I know you're going to. I know you would burn the whole village down. Sure enough.
Well, I want to burn the plantation down, but not the village.
Yeah.
The village. I want to burn it down just so I can feel the warmth.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they won't burn the whole plantation down like shit. Crazy, man.
Yeah, so listen to you talking about a restitution. How they treat me over at Amazon? I heard they're getting sued.
You know, to tell you the truth, I'd just be working and come home. Sure, but yeah, but Amazon does. You know, Amazon has its moments. Be like, yo.
Getting sued for like $10 million or something. They have people working in fucked up conditions. They have their drivers in effed up conditions. Are you just in the warehouse or are you driving?
I'm just in the warehouse, Brother Jay. Like, I don't do no driving or do none of that stuff. I don't drive in the trucks. I'm just inside the warehouse just you know, scanning packages
The black cat has joined us. Greetings, Tabaka. Mm-hmm. 323, last 4-4-9-6-9. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yes, sir. Yeah, greetings, folks. Yeah, this is Shabaka Sankara, the executive producer. I'm calling you from Panther Town, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party.
Right.
Yes. And it's up here as cold as hell. And make sure Jesse Paris becomes mayor of Denver. And once again, we're waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call at 516-418-5996. It's all right to call in. We ain't going to talk about you too bad. We know you've been had. We know you've been bamboozled and hoodwinked.
Yep.
Right.
And we sympathize with you for having support and faith in a motherfucker who ain't got faith in himself. I'm sorry, Brother Paris. Please continue, sir.
Nice to meet you. That's a way to make it Arrested tonight's show is about Arrested Tuesday Day, which is a foundation of Black American holiday that we are starting to celebrate as of tomorrow, which is December 24th. And we're going to celebrate it every December 24th until, you know, we just say enough is enough of it. Just like we did Juneteenth. So we're discussing.
Now we're going to have our own holiday.
We have a song I was playing earlier. I could play it again. It's a real good song. I think you'll like it. And then I gave the history of Arrested Tuesday and what it represents. So I'll give you a rundown since you missed the intro. So the new foundational Black American holiday, Arrested Tuesday, pronounced Arrested Tuesday, is a holiday that celebrates the foundational Black American culture of freedom fighting and resistance. Arrested Tuesday means arise in the traditional foundational Black American Chut language. During the antebellum slavery period in America, many foundational Black Americans would cleverly plot and execute their escape from bondage around the Christmas season. These enslaved freedom warriors understood that the slave owners would be more preoccupied with holiday festivities during this time of year.
Okay.
Also, enslaved foundational Black Americans were allowed more access to visit family and friends on other plantations during the season as well. The rebel warriors used their relaxed policies as an opportunity to rise to freedom. Another celebration that was prominent among enslaved people in the Americas, was the parade called Juneteenth, Juneteenth.
Okay.
Foundational Black Americans engaged in these activities around Christmas time, where they would parade around to different plantations playing multiple instruments while dressed in outrageous costumes. They would often dress in costumes that mocked the white slave owners. Some believe that the Juneteenth celebrations were often used as distractions to divert attention away from the enslaved people who were trying to escape to freedom. Arrested Tuesday, or Arise Day, will be celebrated every year on December 24th. On this day, foundational Black Americans should gift another person a book that will lift the consciousness of that person. This will pay homage to the foundational Black American ancestors who risked their lives learning how to read and teaching others how to read. Understanding this history will help us step into each new year with a sense of empowerment, and we will make that empowerment part of our tradition and culture.
Okay.
I like that. Okay, I'm learning something here. Go on, Mr. Mayor. Drop knowledge.
Yeah, so that's the Russell Tuesday. And the holiday cards say, when I fall, I shall arise.
Okay.
And the whole thing is, it's a black family, black man,
yeah.
Black woman, and black child.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Let's say, and then and the cold part about it is that this here to save our people, not only here, you know, in the Americas, but throughout the whole diaspora. And then also, too, Mr. Co-Executive Producer, if I'm not going off topic, I saw that they had some summit over there in Africa where these brain-dead neo-colonialists have given up all the cobalt rights to the U.S.
Oh, no. So they did sign
$55 billion.
I thought they rejected
Yes, sir. It was something like that. And like I said, and all this ripping and running that I'm doing, you know what I mean, is that, you know, this is why I appreciate y'all, you know, online, you know, dropping these gems, you know, because I'm doing a million things at once. I also, too, want to give a shout out there to Brother Isaiah, you know, who's our East Coast correspondent, also, too, to the anchor man, General Ramel. Also, our co-executive producer, and our co-executive producer, Jesse Paris, otherwise known as Chan Krumah, who is running for mayor of Denver. It is imperative that this man gets elected as mayor of Denver, is because he's dealing with a severe issue, you know, of this massive homelessness. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then Denver, you know, was, and I would imagine you too, Brother Isaiah, because you up there in the Atlantic Northeast, you guys are getting hit with the snow pretty bad. So quite naturally, of course, you know, these insensitive capitalistic.
Not yet. Right, but not yet, though. But 6-some degrees. Not yet, though.
Okay, what's the temperature in Baltimore, Brother Isaiah?
It's 6 damn degrees, brother. I'm Chewbacca. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Oh, man, you guys are real cool, and no pun intended. And the temperature dropped here in the Bay as soon as the sun went down. And as you know, that Pacific Ocean, man, you know, is unpredictable. That's the world's largest ocean. And the weather reports here in the Bay Area, man, actually, in my opinion, only have like about a 60% accurate rating.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's like I'm 52,
in my opinion.
Brother Shabak, 52?
Yeah. No, we're not at 52, man. We are definitely below 50 degrees right here. Because it's arthritis is speaking to me, and that's how I'm telling the weather.
Oh, my God. You'd be dying if you were here. Your arthritis would be killing you if you were here. It's fucking, it barely got above 0 degrees today.
So it means you got water pipes freezing and busting. You see what I'm saying? And then for people who are indoors in marginal housing, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
It's about 70 degrees in 2 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. For what it's worth, ladies and gentlemen, I'm currently riding up and down Telegraph Avenue here in Oakland. And then also, too, as we do know, is that this is one of the streets where the Minister of Defense was on patrol securing our safety as a people. And then, too, with these unhoused neighbors, of course, we're reaching out to the ancestors to protect them, you know what I'm saying, regardless of their background, because that is...
Denver opened up all its shelters and all of its recreation centers in the Coliseum to accommodate our unhoused neighbors and these goddamn migrants, these illegal immigrants that are fleeing here from Texas, from the border. They've been dropping them off here for like the past 2 weeks. Michael Hancoon had to declare a state of emergency behind it. And now there's people that's torn between helping the unhoused and helping the migrants.
Okay. All righty. Well, Hancoon, Warlock, Hershey Bar Walker, you know, these members of this congressional coon caucus and what have you. You know, these clowns are a joke, people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, just like I said, and what would our ancestors say, you know, who made the ultimate sacrifice of those who perished in the hulls of the slave ships, to those who perished during the time of the Underground Railroad, to those who perished in the Tulsa situation, those
yeah.
who perished in the Civil Rights Movement, and those who perished yeah. in the Black Liberation Movement. And this mm-hmm. is not racism, black family.
No, we can't.
This is not racism.
The real truth, right. This is the real black
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, we're going over here. The real truth is, and I know the word is the truth, but it is the truthest. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. quite naturally, of course, you know, we welcome all of our haters and critics
right.
and, you know, the number to call.
Fire.
And
right.
You'll get smooth
y'all
roasted
get
right here because
because
we ain't with the prepackaged bullshit. You see, that's why.
Not at all. Not at all. Mm-hmm.
You see? And then if y'all are serious about some type of racial healing in the United States, okay, then these issues got to be addressed. You
they
see what I mean?
To,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be addressed. You see?
Okay.
You know, we cannot sit up here and keep listening to these ass scratchers, you know, who's telling us that everything is going to be all right. You
like,
see?
That cool
you
got to
make the
Lord,
change.
Cool
yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We shall overcome unless we talk
right.
about white supremacy. That's the only thing I want to
exactly.
overcome.
Right. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you see?
Like,
and you know.
Like we're not holding hands
and
we're thinking
getting
along
into bad
them,
trouble. We're getting into
right.
trouble. We're not getting into no good trouble. To hell with John Lewis. May he rest in piss.
I forgot about John Lewis.
yeah, you know, but we appreciate the man's contribution to our history.
Right.
But at the
so
same token, to go up there and get bashed upside
though.
The head.
Right.
I mean, come on, black people, you know what I'm saying? And this is not hatred. You see, is what it is that America is in a sense of denial, just like how people would go to those AA meetings, well, you know, I'm an alcoholic and all that, and that's what white America needs to do is go down there to them AA meetings and talk about what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
put
this shit in our community
right.
to destroy us, you
right.
know, and then, it's a form of genocide.
And make it there. Right, they
yeah,
take our culture away from us and make it theirs.
yeah, you see, and then just like how, as I stated.
Confessions of a white supremacist. That's what they need to have. They need
yeah.
to have a reckoning.
Right.
America must atone. And the only way you're going to atone America is by paying us what the hell is rightfully ours.
Yes, sir.
$100,000. Now.
Is the reparation.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And then on update up out of California, okay, on the reparations, okay, from what I understand, you know, is that they do good, that they are forming a commission. And I believe Brother Parrish, he told me, man, saying about the next couple of months, man, they should be handling it or addressing that issue right there. Is because, you know, they're going to put some twists in it.
They
yeah, you see, they're
going
to put some twists in it. And my question is,
to finish the report. They're just coming out with a report. So they won't start issuing out checks until 2024, 2025 at the latest.
Right. So it's going to take a minute. And then quite naturally, of course, with California being full of shit that it is, okay, they're going to find every which way not to pay us. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And I'm I'm just willing to bet dollars to donuts how many white folks is going to bum rush out there to claim all of a sudden, you know, that they're black.
No.
You see what I mean?
They're not going to be able to do that. There won't be no $5 FBAs. No $5 FBA.
Right.
You have
right.
to be able to prove your lineage to a black
right.
free person, a black enslaved person, a black enslaved person or a black freedman. You have to be able to trace your lineage back to that. So if you cannot trace your lineage back to a black descendant of actual slave, then you won't get nothing.
They won't get nothing, right. They don't get
right.
no call.
And then I wonder, what Dr. Skip Gates is going to do, because I noticed what his ancestry, DNA, and Dr. Gates, you're welcome to call in, too. Okay?
Yeah.
But for my observations of what you showed up there on public media is that you're placing more emphasis on our people being related to the rape and slave trade and pedophile as opposed to the African blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I noticed, but this is just my opinion. And I noticed that Gates tried to downplay that. You know, like here this man is hopping his own fence, becomes a victim of police brutality. And what does Obama sit up there and say to Skip Gates and the guy? He refused him, let's sit down and have a beer. Let's sit down and have a beer. Okay, so that there just goes to show you that within the American ethos is that they do not have too much regard for us as a people.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Now, I'm here on Adeline Street.
Okay.
Okay, I'm up here in Berkeley, California.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar. Are you by Asbee Bar Station or no?
No, sir. I'm on, let me see, I'm trying to see the name of the street now. I'm on Adeline. Okay.
Okay.
And from what I understand, wait a minute. Oh, man. Because I'm up here trying to, oh, Lord. Okay. Well, anyway, let me just take a cruise right here so I can warm this car up.
Okay.
Because it is cold up here. All right, how's my acoustic sounding here from Panther Town? Okay, I'm not fading in and out, and then I throw no monkey wrench in our algorithms, right?
No,
right.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. And I got to put this interior heat on right here, and hopefully
right,
the winter don't get the fogging up and what have you.
Y'all stay warm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in
wait a minute, though, Brother Trey. I am by the Asbee BART station.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know what BART is, it's the Bay Area Rapid Transit System. And I believe that it was the last bona fide subway system that was built in the U.S. is because now on these light rail trains that you have like in Los Angeles and Denver and what have you, it's not a bona fide train. They just compartmentalized rolling cabins, if you ask me. And then quite naturally, of course, you know why they designed it like that, right?
Why?
Because, you know, like on Chicagoville, the subway in New York, if somebody's fleeing from whatever, you can run through the whole train.
Yeah,
Same thing here on BART. Okay, but like the L.A. Metro Rail, you can't do it. The Denver Metro Rail, you can't do it. It's because they're the exact same damn cars that they have. The only thing different is just the insignias of whatever rapid transit system it is. But, you know, go ahead, Brother Chang. I don't mean to get us off topic. Go ahead.
You can do that on the A line, but that's the only train you can do that on.
Oh,
okay.
The A line is the one that goes to the airport.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the only one.
Okay.
That can go in between the cars, but it's only like two cars, so I'm like two, and that's like an actual subway, but it doesn't go underground. It goes like above ground, like. Real high up in the sky type.
Okay. Okay. And then the cold part about it is how much of our black talent went off into the invention of those, you see?
Oh, man.
And then, Yeah, and then of course too,
form of transportation is our invention.
Oh, yes, sir. Indeed. You know, just like the okay, I got to negotiate this crazy-ass traffic right here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm leaving Berkeley, black family. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, this bus that I'm following, if I get it right, I should be passing the Defermery Park.
Okay.
Okay.
You said you're on Adeline, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm on some street here. I'm still in Berkeley. And then there was a unhoused neighbors who had an encampment here in Berkeley. And they got a great big sign up there that says, where are we supposed to go?
Yeah, and it says
right.
The name of that village is called It Takes a Village.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Hold on. Okay. All righty. I'm in Panthertown. I'm on Stanford and Market Street.
Okay.
Now, I do know that
Dr.
You're downtown.
Newton. You're downtown.
Yeah.
Are you in downtown?
Yeah, I do know that Dr. Newton patrolled these actual streets ensuring our safety.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on 60th and Lowell. Okay, because I do know that the Defermery Park is on 16th and Adeline.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And let's see right here. Okay, and these streets here go at a slant, as I call them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm crossing 59th Street. Okay, I see an old-style bus that's parked. I think somebody's using it as a shelter.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to try to locate you.
And then also, too, it's not too bad, you know, it's cold. And I'm talking about cold for Oakland, that is, you know, not, you know, freezing conditions for our unhoused neighbors. And another damn thing, too, is that,
so you just passed.
Okay, now I'm on San Pablo.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also, too, black family, you know, for all our listeners here on San Pablo, is one of the streets where Dr. Newton did carry out the patrols as Minister of Defense. So it's kind of like, once again, I'm expressing this ancient African tradition of listen to the wind.
You must have rolled by St. Mary's Center.
Okay. Right now, I'm sitting here, Brother Che, right by Star Bethel Missionary Baptist Church on San Pablo, and I can't see the other street that I'm on.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get to Defermery Park, but I got to get to Adeline.
Okay. So
because
you're gonna
Adeline will take us in a straight line to it.
Yeah, you're going to run into Adeline if you stay on San Pablo.
Okay. I'm making a right turn on San Pablo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
You're going to take it down to Adeline. It's right before.
Okay.
It's right before.
Okay. I'm at 59th and San Pablo. Okay. So which way do I go now?
59th. Okay. Let me look.
Yeah.
59th. You're going to stay on San Pablo. You're going to keep going south on San Pablo until you hit Adeline.
Okay. All right. So I got to make a U-turn. All right. Because I'm heading north back into Berkeley. Okay, and then let me see here, and I'm being extra careful because I know fools is out here getting their minds right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing another encampment right here to my left where this individual had modified him looked like a broke-down trailer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, broke down trailer. Passing place called the Donut Farm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then passing the liquor store here. You know, pizza joint, Namaste Pizza. Okay.
I see where you're at now.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay, I'm at 59th and San Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. And then also, too, Brother Isaiah, the architecture here in this part of Oakland is very, very similar to that in Oakland. I mean, I'm sorry, on the East Coast, like Baltimore and Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, here in West Oakland. East Oakland, the architecture there is similar to that in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And you got parts of West Oakland that reminds you of the west side of Chicago. And I'm behind this damn bus, you slow-poke-ass rascal. You get a driver's license. Instead of the one in the Cracker Jack box. Okay. I'm passing 56.
Oh, you got to wait.
And San Pablo. Okay.
Oh, you got to go down to 40th.
Okay, down to 40th, and that tells where. Okay, and then I should be going to Emeryville, which is like 3 blocks wide and 4 blocks long. Okay,
yeah,
Emeryville, center of community life. Okay, I just crossed into Emeryville.
Okay, so you
the altitude of Emeryville is 62 feet above sea level.
So you're going to make a right. You're going to make a right on Adeline.
Okay, and Adeline should be in Emeryville, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so
you got barbershops out here, KFC. Okay.
You're going to pass the grocery store. You're going to pass the King Supers or Safeway. And you're going to pass
Safeway?
The East Bay Bridge. You're going to pass a shopping mall and a Safeway.
Okay. All right. I think I'm in passing a shopping mall.
Have you got to IHOP yet?
Yeah, I'm passing the IHOP now. I just flashed the sign, okay. And you should have something here called Oaks Card Club.
Yep.
Okay, I'm passing that.
Okay,
and I'm
so
stopped
to
40th, here.
You're going to go past 40th, and it looks like you can turn on to Adeline.
Right. Okay, I'm passing the liquor store here. Okay, I'm seeing unhoused neighbors out here. Look like a couple of them is out here trying to get Shorty out of jail.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with that rat gut shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the majority of the people that I'm seeing out here unhoused is our people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's not a question.
Okay, and then I'm seeing these gentrified units here, these loft apartments.
Oh, man.
Passing the Safeway right now, Brother Che.
It's parked and folded
okay,
up.
Okay, so Adeline is coming up. It'll be at the next light.
Okay, MacArthur Adeline. Okay, it's at a slant. Okay.
Yep, it's at a slant.
I'm on Adeline right now. I'm in Emeryville. Okay.
So you're going to go out on the highway.
And let's see right here. And I'm not from here, and I don't think they got too much drive-bys like they have in Angeltown.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm at a stop sign. I'm up under an expressway or freeway, and I don't see none of our on-house neighbors here, but I do see barbed wire all around it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what that means. Okay.
Yep. They got swept.
So you know what that means.
Gated up the spot, yep.
Okay, and then let's see. Okay, now this is the part of Oakland that looks like Chicago.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, or back east. Okay, I'm at a stop sign right here on Adeline. I'm at 34th and Adeline right now. Okay, see a liquor store, foreign owned. No black business, okay. Send somebody here on a 10-speed bike. Okay.
Oh, yeah, but y'all probably got a lot of
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, I'm just, while we're on the air, since we are on the subject matter of our unhoused neighbors, the Bay Area is not wet. It's cold, but it's not freezing, okay? And like I said, and we're seeing, I forgot what they call these type of design of houses. I think it's Victorian,
those are
I think.
Single-family homes.
Yep, and you see a couple of apartments right here, okay?
Yeah. And then, you know,
let me see, black family. Okay. We got somebody here crossing the crosswalk, so I got to stop for them. I'm at 30th and Adeline.
Okay.
So I am 15 blocks away from the Panther Den.
Okay.
Or the Fenway Park. All righty. And let's see here, and I'm seeing some vehicles here. And as we all know, Oakland, California is known for three things: prostitution, pandering, and the Black Panthers. Okay.
Oh,
all right. I'm seeing graffiti here. Murals right here.
Okay.
You know, but the cultural arts here that they express here is incredible. Okay, I'm at 26th and Adeline. I just crossed it. Okay, I see the church of the tall steeple
yeah.
that you will see in the file footage.
Yeah, greater
of,
church in God.
Yep.
Church God in.
And I'm crossing 24th and Adeline.
Okay.
And I'm not hearing no gunfire.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're
okay,
going to
so I'm turning off.
No, you got to stay
okay, right now.
And
now I'm passing what they call East Bay Mud, which is like the water utility here. Okay, so.
The primary park is on, what street is this? 18th. It's on 18th and Adeline.
Okay. Okay. Because it's about two blocks wide, and then also, too, they did name a section of the park Little Bobby Hutton Grove.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't see that on there, but I can see where
okay.
it would be.
Okay, because at the 50th anniversary that they were supposed to have renamed a portion of the Fermory Park Little Bobby Hutton Grove. Okay.
Okay.
I'm at 19th. Okay.
Okay. You're there.
Adeline. Okay. And I'm at. Okay. I am at the Farmery Park.
Yay.
Right now I'm at the Farmery Park. Okay. The house that they had so many of their rallies and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At this park, I'm passing it right now. Kathleen Cleaver has given many interviews from here. Newton has been through here. Seal has been through here. I do see the symbol up on the fence, the tribute to the Black Panther Party of by the tennis court. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm seeing a mural right here. I am seeing some of our own house neighbors in an abandoned camper shell.
Are you still
okay,
on
they
Adeline
do have lights on.
Are you still on Adeline, Tabaka, or did you turn?
No, so I'm on 18th, okay. I'm on the north side of the Fermory Park.
Okay.
Okay. And I see our own house neighbors are in the camper right here, seeing debris here laying in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see the skate park right here. And then on the file footage, I do believe on this park right here on file footage on YouTube or the Black Panther Party is where they were having members of the party drill. Okay.
Yeah.
There are a couple of individuals out here. Of some campers right
house?
Here.
Are you talking about the blue house?
Okay, no, I got the blue house on the right flank right now.
Okay.
On my right flank, is the Blue House, or I'll call it as the Panther Den, and there's the West Oakland Library, where they do have a shrine inside of there of encasement of the writings of the Black Panther Party. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, and I passed the infirmary. Okay. And I got to get over to San Pablo to get to my destination for a moment to continue this. Okay, I'm making a left turn here on 16th Street. Okay, because I'm not from Oakland, California, but however, I give all those soldiers and what have you their respect.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not, I'm crossing Chestnut. Dr. Newman mentioned in his memoirs about Chestnut.
Okay.
Okay. And then let me see. Okay, Brother Che, am I going to cross Center Street by any chance?
No.
Okay. And we got some of our brethren here in the community that need some belt dressing on his fan belt because it's squeaking. And I'm crossing Filbert.
Okay. You want to make a right on Market.
Okay, I want to make a right on Market. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for an address off a telegraph, but I guess after this podcast, I'm going to have to Google
telegraph
it.
Telegraph is on the other side of downtown.
Okay. I'm here in Market
downtown.
Street right now.
Yeah, so Market's going to take you past downtown.
Okay. And then also, too, I want to see, Brother Che, the mural you told me that they were painting a while back. Okay,
yeah.
And I do see that new housing is here. No affordable housing, I would imagine. I could tell it's been built within the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm crossing 14th.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Okay. You want to turn? I think you're going to have to go through downtown.
Okay.
Get the telegraph.
Okay.
You're trying to get the telegraph, right?
Yeah, okay. No, I'm on Market Street right now, and I got a signal here saying that I got a damn open door. Oh, man.
Okay,
hold on a second. Because I'm trying to keep all the doors locked, you know, because I don't want nobody trying to make a move, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, and what I was going to try to do, I was going to try to go past the mural. I'm passing the liquor store. The parking lot is full of drunks and... And our people, you know, caught up in the mafia. Okay, mm-hmm. To quote Dr. Marimba, I need. Hold it. This is 10th Street that I'm on. Okay, wait a minute. I'm at 10th Street. Okay, now which way, Brother Che, do I go to get to Center Street?
To Center. I'm trying to find Center.
Okay.
Center Street. Center is, you're going to go left. You can go left on, 7th Street.
Okay, I'm at 10th and Myrtle.
10th and Myrtle.
Okay. All right. And I'm at Filbert Street.
Oh, you're going the other way.
I'm going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to make a U-turn.
Yes.
I got to make a U-turn. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right.
The center is downtown. Center Street is downtown.
Okay, I'm looking for 1028 Center Street because that's where little Bobby Hutton was killed in 1968.
You said 10 what?
1028 Center Street.
Okay.
Okay, I'm crossing Myrtle. Now I'm at Market. Now I'm at 10th and Market.
Okay. You're back where you started. Okay, so you need to go down to 7th Street and make a left.
At 7th?
Yeah.
Because that's running parallel with 10th, and I'm at Market.
Oh, you just passed it. You just passed.
I just passed 1028 Center Street.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Brother Chad, I'm going to ask you to give me some directions again. Okay.
Okay, where you
at? All right. Because I'm going right down here, and I do see that, you know, the decent housing 10-point is a little bit right here. Okay.
So center.
See, Dan McDonald's.
Okay, the McDonald's okay. is on Adeline and 7th.
Okay. So I'm back. I have to be. Now I'm on Market. Okay. I'm making a right turn here on 8th. All right.
Okay.
And let me see. Okay. Let's see here. I'm passing
okay,
Myrtle.
About the
yeah.
Are you on 7th or
10th? I'm on. Let me see. I believe I'm on 8th. Let me see right here. Got a stop sign. Oh Lord! And quite naturally, of course, I'm seeing Filbert, but I can't see the stop sign of the damn street that I'm on.
Okay, you're almost there.
Okay.
Keep on 8th until you get to 10th. Keep on 8th until you get to center, and then when you get to center, you're going to make a right.
Yes, sir. Okay, and I'm wondering if center is here at the light. Okay.
This is the first
okay.
giving directions on the show. That's what's up.
Okay.
So
well, that is for our listeners to know. Okay. Okay, I'm crossing Adeline.
Elba?
I passed Center Street.
Oh, shit. Mm. Okay, we want to go back to center.
Yeah, because I'm at 8th and Adeline.
Oh, yeah, you went down too far.
All right, so I'm going to make a right turn here on Adeline.
Hold on.
Red light, got to stop before you turn with a signal on as per California state law.
You got to pass
okay.
Mandela Parkway.
Okay.
Are you on 10th Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when you get
okay,
to
wait
10th,
a minute, man. Okay, say that again,
left.
Brother Chase.
When
I'm going
to
make
a
left?
Make a left, yeah.
Make left.
Okay, I'm on 10th Street now.
Okay.
So I'm going to make left on 10th Street from Adeline.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm making a right. Okay, now let me go up here and make a U-turn. Okay, I see some of the brethren, you know, whatnot, coming out. Okay.
Ooh,
Chestnut. Okay. Okay, and then...
Have you passed Popular Way or Union Street yet?
No, sir. Okay, and I'm making a trying
oh,
to make a 3-point turn
Chester?
Right here.
Did you say
no, Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
No, Chestnut.
Okay.
Chestnut. Okay.
Chestnut.
Yeah, and I'm listening to the wind and hearing the stories of long ago.
Oh, Chestnut. Oh. Okay. You're going the wrong way, Sabaka. You got to go back the other way.
Towards Adeline.
Yeah, past Adeline.
Okay, I'm heading westbound here on 10th Street.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm at a stoplight on Adeline. Locked all my doors.
Okay.
Love my people, but however, it is what it is due to the my
gentrification,
yeah.
man. Right?
yeah. Oh yeah. And what they're doing is gentrifying. Okay, I'm passing Beth Eden Baptist Church.
Okay, that's the church, yep. Okay, you're going to keep going past the church.
Okay. And let me see here.
The Oakwood Housing Authority. That's got to be
okay.
United or Union.
Okay, I'm on Union.
Uh-huh.
I'm on 10th and Union.
Okay, you're going to keep going.
Okay. And I'm crossing a railroad track here in the middle of the street.
Oh, wow. I don't even see it on Google.
Okay, I'm passing Poplar right now.
Yep, you're going to pass Poplar. And then you're going to pass Mandela Boulevard Parkway.
Okay, yeah, and the mural is right over there off of Mandela Parkway, because that's right across the street for the statue they got of Dr. Newton.
Yep.
And I don't
that's
know if you saw my live feed on that there a while back, Brother Isaiah, you know what I mean?
You can check it out on Frontline Black News.
Okay.
On the YouTube channel.
All right. Okay. I am approaching, and I am at Mandela Parkway.
Okay.
And
so you want to go past?
Let's
that.
See. And I make a right or a left?
No. No. You stay straight.
Okay. To get to the mural.
Oh, to
okay,
get to the
because
mural,
the mural.
You want to make to get to the mural, you want to make a right, I believe.
Okay, there's no right turn here on Mandela Parkway. And I'm looking down here for the statue of Dr. Newton.
Oh, the
because
mural
the mural
is on 9th. The mural's on 9th. The mural's on 9th
okay.
and center.
It's on 9th.
So you want to you want to go past Mandela Parkway to center. Everything you're looking for is
okay.
on center.
Okay, people, I'm at the bust of Dr. Newton. Okay, and
yes.
where's the mural at, Brother Che? I'm on Dr. Huey P. Newton Drive and 9th. Okay, there's a church right there. And from what I understand, that Dr. Newton was murdered not too far from here.
It's on center.
If you're on 9th,
you want to go to center, and
okay.
it's right there.
Okay, I'm at 9th and center. Okay, I am looking at the mural right now.
Yep.
I'm looking at the mural right now. It's completed. Okay, and it states right here, women of the Black Panther Party, we've come too far to turn back now. All power to the people.
Okay,
there is a part of the mural that says, serve the people, body and soul. Love is an expression of power we can use to transform our world. I can't make it out. It's dark. And there is a picture in the mural of the sister holding a bag of the groceries where it says People's Free Food Program, body and soul.
That's what we got.
And this is the pictures that I took over here a while back, Brother Chen, when you told me that they were doing it, but it is completed now.
Yeah.
You see? So I'm going through the actual neighborhood people of where this history occurred. We're bringing it to you from where it happened. And I'm on 9th and Center, what they call Dr. Huey P. Newton Circle now.
Right.
Okay.
And we're down to our last 20 minutes. Unless I extend the show, I can extend the show 2 more times.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So we can start our closing comments on the show to get Brother Paris elected as mayor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I told you.
He's not a Democrat.
Brother
Che. Republican. He's independent.
Nope. Yep. And black first.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. That's his platform. Okay. And that's unprecedented. I believe that Brother Che Nkrumah, otherwise known as Jesse Paris, mayoral candidate for Denver, I believe, in my opinion, repeated my opinion until I do further research, is that he is the only politician running for office that does have a black first agenda.
Right.
Yeah.
That's our time. Our
oh, boy, and this neighborhood is grimy. Let me hurry up and get up out of here. But however, though, I appreciate.
Be careful out there, folks. Be careful out there.
Yeah, the history. And also, too, gentlemen, you know, Shabaka Sankore, For Frontline Black News and the co-executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're in the actual neighborhood, folks, of where our platform was inspired for the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. Okay, so therefore, and then also, too, for all of those in Denver, Colorado, who are against Brother Jesse, you all may go take a flying leap through a rolling donut, and you are welcome to call the number at 516-418-5996. It's because all you other mayoral candidates, and also, too, Mr. Jeff Fart, okay, you're welcome to call in this platform as well, too, since you have banned me off of your live feeds, you know, with that propaganda machine that you're running with that kumbaya crap, okay?
Right.
We're trying not to cuss, but to quote the words of James Baldwin's Black Family, and these can be considered my closing comments for tonight, to be black in America is to be in a constant state of rage. Okay, I am seeing multiple campers here, my unhoused neighbors right here. Okay, so the weather's not too extreme. It's just cold, Black family. It's just cold.
Freezing cold.
And I'm passing East 14th Street.
No,
East 14th Street. Okay, and I do see partial encampment here, and it's bad. It looks like, you know, rats can go up there harming our people. I'm passing another street of unhoused neighbors and campers, okay? And this is the actual area, Black family, where Dr. Newton did it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but I'm coming to a stop sign, coming to a full and complete stop as per California law, okay? And the reason why I'm mentioning that is because Dr. Newton used to patrol these streets, him, the Forte brothers, Bobby Seale, Lil Bobby Hutton, guaranteeing our safety here.
Salute.
Yes, sir, indeed. And then so, let me see here.
We got 15 minutes.
And I will. Okay, West Grand Street. Okay, and West Grand is going to take me to a Broadway that I know. Okay.
Yeah, Grand Avenue. If you turn right on, sure, it's going to take you toward Broadway. But you're going to pass Pablo.
And I just made the right turn. I'm passing the Pacific Pipe Company. Okay, and from what I understand, that what I read, that during the late 1960s, some of the brethren, you know, would come out here and smash these freight cars and take out whatever appliances there were and disperse them to the people in the community.
Yes.
Okay, seeing more of our unhoused neighbors.
Oh,
okay. And they can afford the loss, you know, the capitalistic pigs. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm at Adeline. Okay, I'm crossing Adeline.
Okay,
and Brother Isaiah, in case you don't know, this is an area called West Oakland.
Okay.
Okay. Because you have West Oakland, North Oakland, and East Oakland. Yeah, damn it, you fucking potholes. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't you hate that, y'all?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm just making sure it ain't knocking my wheels out of alignment, you know?
Right.
Okay, and I'm avoiding other potholes.
Right.
And like I said, and for all you individuals there that love you some hide and bide and social media and all that, them sons of bitches over there across the bay got enough damn money to repair all the streets in every city in the Bay Area. Okay, I'm happy to report that the price of gas that I'm passing Zarco station is $4.29 a gallon.
Oh, God.
Jesus, $4.29.
Oh, man. $4.29.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and down in L.A. County, it will be up to well over $7.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's too much.
Like
come on, now.
Okay, and also, too, folks, be advised, for all you social media lovers, the building that used to be ask.com, they took down the sign off of ask.com. Then also, too, is that they're putting pressure on Elon Musk to resign as the CEO of Tweety Bird. Okay.
Yeah,
hold it. I am looking at a picture of a mural of the fourth point of the Black Panther Party program that says we want decent housing.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you on Telegram?
Yeah. I'm approaching San Pablo.
Okay.
And Telegraph and San Pablo, you know, they split off of each other.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so wait a minute. Okay, I'm on San Pablo.
It's almost as 5 points where they all meet up on Broadway. Let me see.
Broadway is about five blocks down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at the end of San Pablo, when San Pablo ends down there on East 14th Street,
that
is where Cop Mala, you know, was sworn in as the, where she had announced her candidacy to be the president. I don't know where Cop Mala was at. Also, too, I'm passing the mural of the Queen Mother that says that we have a right to live, we have a right to exist, and we have a right to survive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm on San Pablo.
Okay.
Crossing West Street. Okay. We see one of our unhoused neighbors that set a little fire to keep warm. It is a female. Okay. And hopefully sister is safe for the night. Okay. I am seeing campers right here, that have awning over them, you know, for our unhoused neighbors right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking.
It cuts off at 16th, it looks like.
What's that?
San Pablo.
Okay, I'm on San Pablo right now, crossing 25th. I'm here in West Oakland.
Okay, when you get down to 16th, you're going to have to turn. Or 17th,
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. And I'm trying to get to 51st. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Passing the laundry room, boy, and this neighborhood looks grimy. Oakland, California is known for: pimping, prostitution, and the Black Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. Wait a minute. I think I'm very near the Alameda County Public Services. Okay, it's because there used to be a Greyhound bus station that was over there that they tore down. Okay,
yeah.
The streets. Okay, we got potholes here.
Oh my God.
Okay, and I'm hoping I ain't got to get a damn alignment right here. Okay, I'm at Market Street.
Right.
Okay. I'm at Market Street, and I'm waiting on a red light, and it's going at a slant. I'm
going to
be going down Market Street on the right side.
I don't even see Market Street. I see Telegraph.
Okay, that splits off of San Pablo.
I think he went the wrong way. Shit. But you're trying to get the wrong way, right?
No, sir.
Oh.
I'm trying to get to 51st Street.
Oh, 51st. 51st or what?
Yeah. And San Pablo, because I'm thinking, if memory serves me correct, of my destination that I was trying to get to. Also, too, we're passing the mural here. Point number 7, we want an immediate end to police brutality. That's one of the photographs that's on the digital flyer that was created by Lady Che. Yeah. And we appreciate her work on that.
Yes.
Okay. We got some dude out here.
We're down to the last.
We got somebody out here loaded, you know, going around here.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'll be seeing that by my way, too.
Okay. We got to see some of our own house neighbors outside going through the Ma'afa.
We got 8 minutes left. About to...
Okay. We got how many minutes left?
Eight.
How many minutes? Oh, so we want to do our closing comments right now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Isaiah, with your closing comments.
Okay. Each one, teach one. We all we got, Black family. We need to come together as one. 2022 might be over. Now time to look forward to 2023. Now, y'all tired of seeing the same thing? Y'all tired of seeing the same narrative? Come on to Brother Shabaka Black Experience and Ham. We're going to give you the real black truth. We are not hating. We are not speaking about hate. We just want to give y'all the real truth. Open your eyes. Open your ears. And, just don't lay back and listen. You know, just come with us because we're going to give you some real truth. And I know the truth doesn't hurt. We give you the real right here. We speak about we speak about black empowerment, all that. We just want to open your eyes. We just want to open your ears. That's all, Black family. And nothing hard. Just come on
then,
here. You know, speak knowledge.
Okay,
Shabaka. Yes, sir, absolutely. And we appreciate Brother Isaiah, you know, our East Coast correspondent, you know, who's coming in with us. He's been with us from day zero. And definitely a shout out there to Black I Stand Radio, Jay Dizzle, definitely there. To Outlaw Radio, to Mr. Barnes.
It's Liberated Minded Media now.
Okay. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I stand corrected. I am back in Emeryville, which is 3 blocks wide, 2 blocks long. And the lanes is real small right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at MacArthur right here.
Okay.
I'm here at MacArthur, who was named that, from what I understand, after a World War II general by the name of Douglas MacArthur. Because you have the Oakland Army base right here, and then, of course, San Francisco Bay is like where a lot of the ships during World War II had left, you know, to go into the South Pacific. And let's see here.
5 minutes.
All righty. Okay. All right, and this is Shabaka Sankore, you know, for Shabaka Sankore for Frontline Black News. And also, too, we appreciate all our listeners for calling in and our supporters. And once again, we are still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call at 516. What's our number?
418-5996. Press 1. And you'll be live on the air.
Yes, sir. I stand corrected because Shabaka's getting up in age, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's very, very important that this legacy stays on. And I'm about to go into 7-Eleven and get me some hot chocolate to warm my ass up right here. Okay, now let me see. Got all the thugs out right here.
Oh, man, of course.
Waiting on the 72 bus that'll take you up there in Richmond, California. And, of course, we do know Richmond, California is where Dr. Newton and Mr. Seal went and spoke with the Contra Costa County Sheriff in protest of the murder of Denzel Dowd. And the sheriff simply told him that if y'all got a problem with the damn laws, with the state of California, take it up with the fucking legislature and get the hell out my office. And they did just that. They took it up with the state legislature. And, of course, we do know what happened in that regard. You know what I'm saying? I got a sign here, private property, no trespassing, no solicitation, or no loitering. Okay. All right. This is Shabaka Sankore. I'm signing off from Oakland, California. I'm going to turn it over, you know, to Brother Chang Krumah, mayoral candidate, Jesse Pierce of Denver, Colorado, for 2023. And then in my closing last statement, Mr. Jeff Fart, okay? You are a hypocrite. You are a sellout. You are welcome to call this platform at any time because you blocked me. And the reason why you blocked me, because you cannot stand the truth, Mr. Fart. And the phone number for you to call in, sir, is 516-418-5996. And I also heard a rumor, and this is my last sentence, that Elon Musk is stepping down to the damn Tweety Bird and is supposed to be going over to Donald Trump Jr. That's unconfirmed.
Oh, wow. On that note, we shall arise, Black family. Thank you for joining us, Shabaka, for your own show. And thank you, Brother Isaiah.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For being here. And we will arise, Black family. This is a Rest of Tuesday Eve. Tomorrow is a Rest of Tuesday Day. And we shall arise, just like we did in the past. We will arise in the future.
We got a new holiday.
Time, Black family. So, keep your head on the swivel. We're going into some very dark, turbulent times, but we will prevail. We will arise, and we will be victorious. So, check us out Saturday, tomorrow, on a Restitution Day, for another episode of the Frontline Black News. Also, check us out every Tuesday for Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Also, check us out whenever Lady Che decides to do it, the RBA, and support all three of our platforms. Support the campaign, JesseDenverMayor.com. Donate to the campaign if you can. Support the movement, support the cause, and support the agenda. And that is the Black agenda.
I will support the other.
So,
yes, sir.
Send a shout out to my mom. Today was her 51st birthday. So
bless her heart.
Happy birthday to my mom. And we're gonna go out tonight with Arrested Tuesday, which I played earlier here at Shabaka. So peace, love, light, reparations, and Black empowerment. We will be back next week with the start the new year. Stay Black and stay dangerous, as Lady Che would always say. And keep your head on a swivel, protect Black men, Black women, and children. Period.
The Holy Trinity. Yep, the original Holy Trinity.
So, thank y'all for joining us. We're going to go out with a Restitution.
Yeah, Jay.
Show back American. Had to do it myself. Go in the video because of the trap I'm in. and get your thoughts into the cemetery for a record that we walk in a graveyard. I'm one with these Mel Gibson brave hearts. Chop off his balls, I can lay his brave heart. Black at your core, fuck with the behave, boy. I'm knocking down them walls with a tape, boy. They killed Queen Bree in 2020 at the beginning of March. They shouted her mother out, she protested and led the march for justice. And we know we got this big black family, just us. FDA was in the streets, no means, no justice. No Jesus is just us. For two books of food, piece together, puzzle people, it's just us. Ain't she keeping we must return to the throne, just us. The right to choose.
Thank y'all for coming in. Peace, love, light, blessings, and love.